Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada titles the first chapter, Observing the Armies, because both Duryodhana and Arjuna observe their own armies, their strengths and weaknesses, and also the armies of their opponents in battle. This chapter is also traditionally called Arjuna Vishada Yoga. The word Vishad means grief or lamentation. So this is a chapter in which we see Arjuna's enormous grief. And because of that grief, he loses his composure, his sense of discrimination, and a sense of understanding what is to be done and what is not to be done. So here we see two contrasting pictures of how different people relate to similar situations. In the beginning of the first chapter we see Duryodhana surveying the two armies and then coming to the conclusion of his army's supremacy. He is overly confident, almost brash and cocky, because he thinks we have Bhishma, we have Drona, we have Karna, we have great fighters like this, so therefore we are much stronger. So he was calculating by material estimation. Towards the later part of the chapter, we see Arjuna also surveying the armies, but coming to a different conclusion. Instead of becoming brash and cocky, Arjuna gives way to despondency and moroseness. And eventually he decides he doesn't want to fight. So in Arjuna we have what is called the analysis-paralysis syndrome. You analyze something and then get paralyzed. You don't want to do anything. Inaction is the course of action. We want to avoid doing anything at all. And the other extreme is analysis and cockiness, as in Duryodhana's case. He analyzes everything and then comes to the conclusion that makes him a little brash. And both these viewpoints, and even Arjuna at this point in time in the Bhagavad Gita, not later, both of them are seeing things from the material perspective. What does it mean to see things from the material perspective? It means to not see Krishna in the picture. Duryodhana, of course, doesn't think much about Krishna anyway. So for him, the fact that Krishna is on the other side with the Pandavas doesn't make such a big difference for him, because he has Bhishma, Drona, Karna. So he calculates materially, doesn't understand the spiritual value of Krishna being on the other side for the Pandavas. Similarly, Arjuna also seems to have forgotten that Krishna is on his side. He is his own chariot driver. And he shouldn't be succumbing to despondency in this way. In either case, because Duryodhana and Arjuna have not kept Krishna in the picture in the course of their analysis, it has either led to paralysis or it has led to some form of brashness and arrogance. So therefore in our life as well, it is a word of caution that when we are faced with challenges, and even in routine aspects of our life, we should not make that mistake of looking at things from a material perspective. In other words, we shouldn't look at things without keeping Krishna in the picture. Otherwise, we will end up with one of these two kind of situations, either analysis paralysis or analysis and cockiness. And as to what is a solution for this, that we will see at the end of chapter 2. Hare Krishna.